I'm Benjamin Payne for WVIK News. For this week's big story in the Quad City Times, reporter Barb Ikus takes a deep dive into a local agency that provides special education resources to some Iowa school districts. The agency is called the Mississippi Bend Area Education Agency, or Mississippi Bend for short. Last month, Ikus reported that the agency ended several recent years in a deficit. In fact, it was the only such similar agency in Iowa to show negative fund balances at the end of the past three fiscal years. For this weekend's story, Ikus takes a closer look at that agency. Barb, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
So for starters, what is this Mississippi Bend Area Education Agency? What does it do?
There are nine of these agencies in the state, and they provide support services to school districts. In the case of Mississippi Bend, they have 21 districts, Davenport, Bettendorf, PV, all the way up to Clinton, all the way down to Muscatine, and special education, teacher training, anybody who has an IEP, an individual educational plan, gets support from the AEA. So support services, speech pathology, occupational therapy, all of that sort of stuff.
And you reported that the state of Iowa called for an audit of the agency's finances because of these big deficits. What's the status of that?
It just happened last week. In fact, the Department of Education got wind of a plan was submitted for the next fiscal year. It was a projection. And the Department of Education saw the Mississippi Bend projection of $3.75 million in the hole and said, hold on, you can't do that. You can't project that you're going to begin and end a year, a fiscal year, in the red. So the Department of Ed went to the State Board of Education, two different agencies, and said to the State Board of Ed, don't approve this budget. It's no good. Make them go back to the drawing board. Require them to come up with a balanced budget within 2 years. And on top of that, we're going to audit them. We're going to find out what's going on here. By the way, of the nine AEAs, Mississippi Bend is the only one operating with a deficit. So that threw up some red flags, that and the fact that it's been occurring year over year.
And why is it the only one?
Well, they have a multitude of answers, and by they, I spoke primarily with the chief administrator, Bill Decker. Many years ago, in 2007, 2008, 2009, the legislature started to get wind of all these big, fat budget surpluses these AEAs had, and it was reserves. They were required to keep a certain percentage in their reserves. But the legislature saw this money and said, what are you coming to us for? So they cut them, and they thought it was going to be a one-time deal. And so Mississippi Bend, along with some of the others, spent down those reserves. They hurry up and said, let's spend this dough so it doesn't look like we're as flush as we look. So they did a bunch of stuff, new parking lot. They spent money like crazy. Then the state continued to cut. And in the meanwhile, AEA is self-insured, and they had these ridiculously high medical expenses. So there are all these variables thrown into the mix, and it's a tired expression, but perfect storm is kind of the way Bill Decker explained it. And that's what the story really goes into and looks at is a close-up look at where did the money go.
And what kinds of consequences does this all have for special education in the Quad Cities?
That's a great question, because we don't the fear is it could be bad for the 21 districts that are represented by the AEA, because if they lose their accreditation, they can't function anymore. They can't provide those services. And I did talk to a half dozen superintendents about that. You know, how important is the AEA to us? And they all say, we can't provide special education services, not nearly as well without the AEA. If the AEA doesn't come up with a plan as outlined by the State Board of Ed that puts them in the black within 2 years, a balanced budget, they lose accreditation and everybody's in trouble.
Barb, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
That's Quad City Times reporter Barb Ikus talking about a local special education agency that's in hot water because of big budget deficits. You can read more about this in the Sunday edition of the Quad City Times or online at qctimes.com. For WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne.